feel it. You can sense it. And I've been around long enough to where you know when you're around that type of caliber team. And the things we are displaying on the field, different positions, different situations, it looks really good.
Chris, individually, what would you like to do better this year?
Me personally, a better leader, man. I want to be, you know, better than I was last year. I feel there's always room for improvement. Helping the young guys, pull them along, just different things of different things like that. You know, whether I'm teaching a young defensive lineman, you know, how to do things, what to look for from an offensive tackle, or teaching my young guys on the offense, you know, different things. So, like I said, just being a better leader.
What's it like blocking Bernardrick McKinney?
B-Mac, man, you never know what you're going to get because he's tall, you know, he's long, you know, so it's one of those things, man. He can do all things. He can cover, he can rush, so you just have to have your helmet buckled tight when B-Mac coming through.
You were mentioning Julian Davenport. I mean, he's got tools for days, but does need to work on some technique and the level of competition. Mm-hmm. What have you seen from him so far?
Julian's, he's real good, man. He's a good guy. I'm glad we have him, and, you know, we all – there's room for improvement. We all need to improve at different things. That's what makes us different individuals. So, like you say, he has the tools. It's all about putting everything together to becoming that special player.
You mentioned that feeling you have around this team this year. Is it different than what you felt here in the past?
Yeah. You can sense something. You can sense an urgency, just different things going on. And guys are just their qualities are showing. It's brightening, you know. And everybody just piggybacking off of those things. So, I definitely see a change in the offense.